We're going to hear now about a group of Muslim American millennials who are trying to battle radical Islamist propaganda. It's a fight that requires them to reflect on the way they're perceived, even by their families. From member station WNIN in Evansville, Indiana, Paola Marisan reports.
Many younger U.S. Muslims say their parents and grandparents have long been reluctant to speak out and risk drawing attention to themselves. Some, like Rani Badreddin, want to take a different approach. Tired of being called a terrorist, he joined millennials and other young teens to help create World Changers, an initiative that uses cyberspace to combat misperceptions about Islam.
Kids have to be worried about it, like going outside and being scared that somebody's going to beat them up because they're Muslim. As a 13-year-old kid, I don't want to live my life being scared of Americans trying to hurt me because of what I am in my religion.
Other members like Romain Sacram say this battle for the hearts and minds of Americans is not just about religion. For him, it's far more personal.
Problem is, when they talk about Islamic terrorism, people aren't necessarily seeing like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Like, they're seeing me, and they're seeing like the kids that are with us today, you know, and we're working towards positive things, but they're going to see us as Islamic terrorists.
While some anti-terrorist experts support the idea of deploying online strategies against ISIS, Muslim activist Humaira Khan says religion is not the only or even the main reason driving the atrocities around the world.
I don't think what ISIS is doing is at all Islam. They use some of the language, but their objectives are extremely political.
While that may be true, many American Muslims say they constantly have to deal with a perception that Islam is behind the atrocities. Mohammed Hussein is a pediatrician here in Evansville, and he says this tech-savvy generation is smart enough to use the same online strategies as the radicals. He supports their effort to call out what they see as false Islam.
We have all realized ISIS has people who are adept at using the media. And so they have been using it very effectively. So we have to convey the right message in the same method so that can get across.
These young American Muslims are joining an ages-old battle over the message of Islam. 17-year-old Hani Youssef says he's often asked if the fight over messaging is a fair one.
I think it might be beyond the point if it's fair or not. The situation is that people are taking the name Islam and using it in a derogatory way. And what's really the problem that we need to focus on is not if it's fair or not, but how to combat it in a way that obviously is nonviolent and aligns with the ways of our religion.
The group not only engages by answering questions about Islam online, but also works with other nonprofits to organize public forums, and it is committed to counter mistruth about Islam while defending their religion. For NPR News, I'm Paola Marisang.